Let's go.
I am the Paxman of Burst. That is right. I've been sent in here to do a job on you three. Hello, welcome to an Englishman, a Scotsman, and a Welshman. Actually, got a Scotswoman.
Hello.
Do you mind being called Scotsman?
That's fine.
Because it's sort of, you know, it's all encompassing term.
I actually find it quite sexist, but no, that's okay.
Okay, well, if you do, I'll call, you know, okay, you know, okay. Do you want to just go around, introduce who you are, say who you are, where you're from, how's it going?
My name is Isaac, I'm from London, and I'm great.
So, Isaac, our Englishman.
I'm Martin, I'm from Swansea, and I'm also great.
Good, Martin, also good. Great. Everyone's feeling good. He is our Welshman.
I am.
I'm Zoe, and I'm from Glasgow, and I'm okay.
Okay, brilliant. And that is our Scotswoman. The election takes place in 2 days' time.
It does.
We are recording this on the Tuesday, 2 days before. How have you found the election?
I've been out of the loop a bit, been a bit busy working, but I like to say stay on top of stuff. So, yeah, it's been good, but I think it's all to play for in this election. There's a big hype about UKIP and protest votes and people trying to change the government for the better, hopefully. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, Zoe, have you been following the election?
Yeah, once again, a little bit out of the loop in terms of work, but I have kind of tried to focus on it as much as possible because it's an extremely important election, especially after the vote on Scottish independence. It's now a case of who's now going to represent us fairly after not getting our independence. So it's kind of very important in that sense.
Mm-hmm. I will come back to that point later.
Yes.
On. Isaac, have you been following the election?
Yeah, bits and bobs, but same here. I've been working quite a bit, so slightly out of the loop, I'm afraid. Mm. Three great contestants.
No, it's good. It's
three out of the loop.
Representative of young students.
It's realistic, yeah.
Do you all know who you're going to vote for on Thursday?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
No, you're still not
Don't
sure?
Know.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be up for it and ready on Thursday?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah?
Probably spend most of Wednesday night studying. Get there in the morning.
And are you voting, are you registered to vote here in Bournemouth, or are you voting in your home places?
I'll be voting in Bournemouth.
Yep. I'm voting by proxy, so I'm voting in Wales.
Voting in Wales. Okay.
In Bournemouth, yeah.
Would that make a difference in terms of what your vote would be?
Yes. Yes, it has.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk about that?
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, if I was registered in Bournemouth, I wouldn't have the option to vote Welsh parties. And, yeah, so I've always been registered at home, and this is not the first time I've voted by proxy. So, yeah, I like to keep everything that way and have the option of the Welsh parties.
So is that who you're voting for? Are you voting
yes.
for a Welsh party?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Zoe, would it make a difference for you?
Yeah, it would make an extreme difference if I could vote in Scotland, but I didn't register to vote by proxy. I registered to vote here, as it's my first time actually being able to vote in a general election as well. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So,
but why didn't you then choose to vote in Scotland, if it would have made a difference?
I'm not particularly sure. It was one of those cases that I after the independence vote, I couldn't vote. I do a postal vote there, and I kind of almost forgot about postal votes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. And this is mainly for the Welshman and the Scotswoman. Sorry, Isaac.
Sorry.
In kind of with this election, do you feel like you're voting for your country first, like as a Welsh person and a Scots person first, and then towards the bigger picture of the UK, or is it the other way around? Like, you're voting as in the grand scheme of things, like feeling as a citizen of the UK?
I'd probably say I'm voting more for Scotland, just because I worry, as I said, about us being underrepresented after the outcome of the independence election. So, yeah.
So what about you? What about you, Martin?
I feel a bit similar, but in Wales, it's very different. We're less devolved. We still rely on, well, we're always going to rely on England a lot. But then my opinion of it is I'm voting for the grand scheme of things. But because in the general election, you're also voting for your area, I'm also voting for home as well.
Mm-hmm. Isaac, do you reckon that the outcome of this election will affect you directly?
Yeah, probably.
In what way?
I'm not sure in what way yet, but mostly to do with the economy, I suppose.
Yeah. But like, sort of, yeah, in terms of, it's obviously going to affect, like, you know, how well the economy does, but do you think that it's going to have an effect on your everyday life?
I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Martin, that's what about you?
Planned.
I think it will, yeah. It all depends on who gets into power, but yeah, especially with tuition fees being a big topic, NHS being a big topic, yeah, it's going to affect everybody in the whole country.
But not, yeah, but tuition fees, you'll be out of
I'll be out of that,
education,
yeah,
by then, so that won't affect you directly.
Yeah, but there's still a responsibility as a current student to think about tuition fees.
Your fellow students.
My fellow students.
You've got to back your fellow students.
Yeah.
What about you, Zoe?
Yeah, I think it will affect my day-to-day life. As Martin said about students, I know a lot of my friends will still be students after the election. In Scotland, obviously, there's kind of the government pays your tuition fees up there, but I think it's important that the tuition fees in general are lowered there. To come down here was extremely expensive for me and doubled my student loan because of it. So wow. I think that's extremely important. And I think it as well, dependent on the outcome of the election, depending on how serious it is, I mean, it definitely would kind of change my opinion on where I'd like to live as well, dependent on jobs and offers and stuff like that.
Okay. How do you think kind of the election has been covered in the media? As in, did you watch the debates?
I didn't watch the debates.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I think it's very Americanized, but it reaches out to people who may not that be interested in politics. So it's a good way to get young people especially to think about voting. I didn't watch them, but I've been doing my own thing and researching online. And
okay. Did you choose not to watch them or just sort of miss them?
I just sort of missed them.
Okay. But you would have. Would you have watched it?
Yeah. If I wanted to. I didn't really want to watch them. I'd rather do my own research instead of listening to what the head of each party has to say to specific questions. Like, I'd rather go in and find out what I'm interested in.
I think they
can give me instead of that. Yeah.
I think I partly agree with you, but at the same time, I watched some of the debates, not all of them, but I definitely would rather see what people, what the potential leaders of these parties are saying to us and promising to us. I don't like to watch news coverage on the debates or news coverage on certain political parties. I think a lot of the time it is extremely biased from all outlets, and I think in general it's a kind of case of that people need to make their own opinion, and that is through research and also through hearing from the mouth of these people who are talking to and are trying to win your hearts.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Isaac? Did you watch the debate?
Yeah, I watched some of it, but I don't really. Yeah, I'm like Martin and Zoe, so I prefer to do my own research because I'm pretty disillusioned, to be honest, with the whole politicians, and when they talk on TV and stuff, I can't see how you can trust what they're saying.
Mm. I've been in a room with you when these debates have been on, and you've just sort of shouted at the TV.
Yeah,
so I can back that Isaac does get
match.
He does get annoyed, and it's whoever's on, you just sort of go, well, how are you going to do that?
Well, it's more just they have to put up a good show for TV, so they don't look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And there's just so much pressure on them. In some ways, you can't really blame them for trying to look sleek and whatever. But it's just like you have to read the fine print, which is the research, I think, rather than
you get a good idea of what they'd look like as a leader representing this country from the debates.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Pretty much all I get from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might see how other countries would see us.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, though. I think that's like an extremely important factor in it all. So it's not like a case of it just being what you get. I think it's kind of the majority of it a lot of the time will be how we're represented to other countries across the world.
So some of you said that you do your own research on the internet. Where exactly do you do this? Do you kind of log onto their own manifestos?
So my research starts with the BBC website. They got a policy page. So then I read their general policies are, and then dive deeper into it using the party websites and going into their policies and reading their manifestos and stuff. Get an idea of what they're all about and then move on to the next party.
Mm-hmm. Zoe, what about you?
I go straight to their website, so I want to read their manifestos exactly. I don't really like going through other news or media outlets to get to them first. So it will be a case of kind of just Googling the party and Googling their kind of their white papers and their policies and reading through them. A lot of the time it will be kind of searching for the terms that are, a lot of them will have search boxes on their websites, and I'll search for the terms that are really important to me and look at their policies and that.
Mm-hmm. Isaac, what about you?
I've seen some useful websites where they compare the policies from all the parties, and you do a survey and it keeps all the policies anonymous, and so you end up clicking one of the party's policies, and then at the end it shows you your percentage for different areas.
Oh, right.
So that's quite useful.
Did that come out as you'd expect it to come out, the result?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
One last question. There's been quite a lot of talk recently about tactical voting or against voting for what you believe in, because the prospect of a hung parliament is in the air. What are your thoughts on voting tactically or voting for who you believe to be the best party? Zoe.
I have to admit, I thought about voting tactically at first. Would be quite a fairly obvious SNP voter up in Scotland, but obviously while I can't vote for the SNP down south, I had thought about Labour. At first they kind of been publicised that they would be one of the strongest parties to be able to support the SNP in Parliament. I read into some of their policies, and some of them are pretty good. They've got some good mental health policies, but in general, watching the debates kind of made me realise that this isn't a party I'd want to vote for. The debates kind of, although I'm not voting for, I need to remember that it's the party and not necessarily the leader. A lot of the time, if a leader doesn't represent the party in a certain way, your votes can change. So I think it's important to vote for the party you think is best and that you want to vote for, but I can understand why people have come about to tactical voting, especially seeing as the kind of the prospect of a coalition government is, it's pretty much definitely going to happen. So you
had thought you were going to vote Labour, but
yes,
watching the coverage and debates changed your mind?
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, Labour pretty much outright said no to a coalition with SNP.
Is that because someone else won you over or because of them?
A little bit of both. Someone else was starting to win me over. The Green Party actually have started to win me over quite a lot. I think a lot of their policies are great, especially on stuff with like living wage. And even if they are sometimes a bit unrealistic, they're definitely a kind of a standard to aim for. But it was a kind of a combination of the two. It's kind of like losing faith in one party but gaining it in another, and I realised the kind of direction I was going to go.
Right, okay. Martin, what about you? What are your thoughts on tactical voting?
I don't agree with tactical voting. I think you should vote for the party that represents you the best.
Even if you know that by voting for them, not like it won't change anything, whereas if you vote for someone else, it might make a difference.
You should stick to your guns. You should always just do what you want to help your life. It sounds quite selfish, but that's the whole point of the general election. Like, you should vote for who you think would improve the country better for you. So, yeah, I don't really agree with tactical vote.
Right, okay. Isaac, what about you?
I'm sort of on Martin's side. It's quite dangerous, I think, to start tactical voting, especially if you vote for some pretty extreme parties. But I can see why people would do it if they really dislike who might potentially be in power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tactical voting as well, like you said, can be dangerous, and a lot of people that are voting, they don't read manifestos or research them. So yeah, you could be voting for some pretty extreme parties, like Isaac said.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing, are you excited to vote?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I don't actually get to go.
Oh, because you're proxy.
So yeah. Dad does it for me.
Have you told him already what the vote
is?
Yeah,
we vote the same.
Oh really, so he knows. Isaac, are you excited?
Yeah, fairly excited.
Yeah. First time voting in Bournemouth?
Yeah. Should be a bit of an experience.
First and only time, probably.
No, I voted last.
Yeah, but in Bournemouth time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers, Mike.
It's been a pleasure. That was an Englishman, a Scotsman, and a Welshman. Back to you in the studio.